Welcome to Share Talk. Today we've got CEO Gervase Heddle from AIM-listed Greatland Gold PLC, ticker GGP. Welcome back, Gervase. Nice to see you again.
Yes, you too, John. Great to be here.
So you've had a pretty big announcement this morning in regards to Ernest Giles and this collaboration with Newmont Mining. Do you want to just give us an overview of what that entails?
Yes, it's a very big announcement and a potentially transformational announcement for Greatland. Yes, we, after several months of back and forth and between us and Newmont, we've entered into an agreement where, in essence, Newmont has 6 months to come and conduct their own proprietary exploration on the Ernest Giles property, all at their own expense. And we're also giving them a first right of refusal over the project should we wish to sell or joint venture the project. And look, this is just a great outcome for us. Newmont has proprietary technology that's specifically designed to detect gold mineralization under the type of cover that we have all across the Ernest Giles system. And, with their global experience and these proprietary techniques, it's just a fabulous outcome to have them come and work with us on what we believe is a new gold province in Australia, a major new gold province.
Can you give shareholders a kind of idea as to the size of Newmont and the kind of partner that you're bringing on here?
Sure. I know that not all investors in the UK are familiar with Newmont. In Australia, we're very familiar with them because they control a couple of the largest mines in Australia, the Boddington mine, which produces 800,000 ounces of gold per year, which is a tremendous production. Also, the Kalgoorlie Super Pit, which is clearly famous worldwide, and I think produces roughly 400,000 ounces a year. Newmont's listed on the New York Stock Exchange. I think their market cap is roughly US $20 billion. So they're a huge company, a global company. I think they're also the second largest gold producer in the world. So they're a tremendous force in our industry. And they invest extensively in their people and in their technology. And to have them partner with us on an early stage exploration process project such as Ernest Giles is a great outcome.
Yes, I mean, would I be right in saying that you probably couldn't have asked for much of a better outcome at this stage with regards to Ernest Giles?
Oh, no. This is a fabulous step in delivering the ultimate value of this project to our shareholders, and it's we're just delighted. Genuinely delighted to have entered into this agreement with Newmont, who are also a firm that we just respect tremendously.
Sure. I mean, what do you expect to happen now over the next 6 months? What's the first steps?
Well, the first step is really here for Newmont to mobilise their field teams and to get out there and do the work that they intend to do. And, there's not a lot that I can say about it because it is proprietary and we are under confidentiality. But in essence, they need to mobilise and head out there and do this work.
Yeah, I mean, is there any kind of funding requirement there required at all? Or?
Well, not from us. And this is the great part about, this deal for Greatland is that Greatland shareholders are not going to be spending $1 of their money on this work. Newmont is funding all of this work at their own expense. It's a terrific outcome for us. We will at the end, they will share the final results with us, which will help us tremendously in our future efforts. And also there's obviously the potential there for, some sort of corporate agreement as well, formal joint venture. Obviously, I don't want to speculate too much on that at this point. It's early stages, but, there's a lot of potential opportunities there.
Okay. Obviously you have in your mind what you would like to happen. I mean, are you willing to expand on that at all, or are we just going to wait for the results and see what we can then take forward?
We've been on the record many times saying we believe that the Ernest Giles project has the potential to host several multi-million ounce gold camps. And clearly we hope that through our efforts and, we find those at least one of those multi-million ounce type deposits. And I think that this agreement with Newmont will hopefully accelerate that process dramatically. And obviously, we can't assume the gold's out there, but, we certainly believe that this major greenstone system has the potential to host those types of deposits.
So an exciting time for shareholders.
Oh, yeah. I think this is a fantastic deal. And it really is just the beginning of something, could be, very big.
And I mean, just a quick question for Michelle before you go. I mean, can you see a time when you might look to rationalise your assets, or is it going to be full steam ahead on all sort of five fronts going forward?
Well, look, clearly, Ernest Giles is already our primary focus before this announcement, but, subsequent to this announcement, it's clearly the key asset of the company. Yeah. That being said, I think Havieron is a terrific asset. But also Bromus, Warrantina, Firetower, they're all valuable assets. You look at Warrantina and Firetower, we've got demonstrated high-grade gold mineralization at those assets. So there's definitely, value to all of these assets. But look, I think going forwards, our primary focus in terms of incremental dollars spent are going to be at, probably Ernest Giles and Havieron over the next, 6 to 12 months.
Okay, Jason, is there anything you'd like to add with relation to today's ONS?
Look, I would ask investors to, learn more about Newmont and who they are and what they do. Have another look at the announcement, really read through it. I'd also encourage everybody to come and attend the Mining Maven investor event next Wednesday evening. We will be presenting there along with two other good companies, Ariana and Thor Mining. Just note that I'm also on the board of Thor Mining. Come along and learn more about the story, because people sometimes see an RNS and they assume they sort of know what it means, but I think it's really important that investors get their head around this one, because this is a major development.
Okay, so thank you very much for your time this morning, Gervais.
Thank you, John.
That was CEO Gervais Heddle of AIM-listed Greatland Gold PLC, ticker GGP.